So, some context. I think it's important for our understanding of the historical circumstances of these of this passage. Thessalonians is Paul's earliest known letter. He had established the church in Thessalonica, so he's speaking to the people of this church, which is in the capital of a Roman province, Macedonia, and was probably writing to them from Corinth. Verses 16 to 21 are encouraging the people of Thessalonica to continue living faithful and spiritual lives as they have been doing, while also challenging them to grow in their faith. The immediate theme that strikes me in these verses is about rejoicing and giving thanks. So often in life, I think it's easy to slip into the temptation of focusing on negative rather than giving thanks to God for all that is good. I find it far easier to turn to God during times of distress rather than to constantly give thanks to Him for the numerous beautiful gifts He gives to me daily. And this concept of praying unceasing is something that we hear often from the saints and the fathers time and time again. This is what we're supposed to strive toward. I often try to challenge myself to do better with this on a daily basis, to refocus my thoughts by trying to find God in the little things and the small interactions with people. I had to do some research on verse 19, do not quench the spirit. I generally think of quenching something as feeding into it, but in this context, quench is referring to extinguishing the fire of the Holy Spirit. And I find this fascinating. At baptism, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and from then on, it becomes our responsibility to nurture this gift within us. Verses 20 and 21, for me, are the most challenging. We're encouraged to not dismiss messages from the prophets and prophecies, but to find value in them. And we're also encouraged to use discernment rather than blindly accepting teachings. I know this can be particularly challenging in this day and age within the context of the church sometimes, and also within the larger world we live in and society. I've often struggled with this, but do take comfort in God's words, encouraging us not to blindly accept everything we're taught, and to do our best with what we've been given.